SOP 185. Today we're talking some podcast statistics and WordPress 2.8. What's the big deal?
It's the School of Podcasting's morning announcements. Here's Dave Jackson.
Podcasting since 2005. I am your personal podcast coach, Dave Jackson, thanking you very much for tuning in to the morning announcements. This is the podcast where we talk about all things podcasting. You can visit our website at schoolofpodcasting.com. You can email me, dave@schoolofpodcasting.com, or you can call in your comments toll-free, courtesy of podcastvoicemail.com. That's 888-563-3228. Now, today, a couple things. There was a new report out of Wizard Media, and they announced that podcast downloads from their network were up 45% in the second quarter compared to 2008. So for the second quarter of 2009, they saw total network podcast download requests of 350,053,574 versus 241,600,000 download requests in the second quarter of 2008. Now realize, when I say 350 million, this is just Wizard Media. This is not all podcasting. So it's encouraging numbers showing that podcasting is still growing, which is great. The audience consuming podcasts from shows on their media, you know, on the Wizard Media Network, grew 41% up to 5.3 million. And it says Wizard Media Network advertising impressions served through its proprietary Alchemy advertising advertising engine grew from 3.9 million in the second quarter of 2008 to 13.7 million in the second quarter of 2009, an increase of 251%. So, bottom line, podcasting still growing, still just on the rise, which is a beautiful thing. Before I go any further, wanted to thank two people in particular. If you're a regular listener, you know I got married June 20th. Wanted to thank Fred Castaneda from the strugglingentrepreneur.com and gaincontrolofyourday.com. He had sent a lovely wedding gift in, as well as Michael Britt of the Psych Files. That's PSYCHfiles.com. So thepsychfiles.com. He had also sent in a wedding gift. So thank you, fellas, for your lovely gifts. I really do appreciate that. Also got an email from Lynn Pearson, who is one of my buddies across the pond. And this is where I'm just a total stupid Yank. I know she's either in Ireland or Scotland, but in my stupid Yankee American head, I get the two confused. I want to say Ireland. I'm going with Ireland. That's my final answer. Lynn, if I'm wrong, I'm sorry. She says, I thoroughly enjoyed the most recent podcast about affiliates. That was the last podcast I talked about where, hey, I'll sponsor your podcast. In fact, many people are using affiliate marketing for sponsors. And she says, though Catherine and I do not plan to take the money route, I found the podcast very interesting. Well, thank you very much, Lynn. She says, hope you had a great break on your honeymoon, Dave. In the episode, you certainly came over very relaxed, refreshed, and there was something different and special about your delivery. Yeah, I guess that's it. That or I was just flat out tired. Because, like, you know, when you come back from a vacation, you need a vacation from the vacation. She says, like, you were very peaceful and confident, and the teaching just flowed. Well, thank you very much for the kind words, and thank you for the email. And again, you can email me, dave@schoolofpodcasting.com. Moving on, WordPress 2.8 came out, and I thought I would give my insights into what I've been playing with. I'm actually working on some new tutorials for the School of Podcasting, because one of the things that's changed, it used to be, if you wanted to add a plugin to WordPress, and WordPress is the solution I promote to podcast with, you can actually make your own website with that, and then it's very easy to add podcasting to that. And they came out with a new version. Well, WordPress has these things called plugins, and it's much like when you buy a car, you get, you know, your four tires, your steering wheel, and a body, but then you add these additional things like air conditioning and stereos and, you know, et cetera, power door locks, things like that. Well, much the same way, WordPress is a way to generate a website, but then there are plugins, things like PowerPress and, you know, SEO which is search engine optimization plugins. Can you guys hear the birds in the background? Can you hear that? I left the window open because I'm podcasting in the attic and it's ridiculously hot, but hopefully that's not as annoying as the I used to have the fan on my computer in the background. But getting back to my point, I have such ADD sometimes. I hear the bird and I go off on a tangent. But anyway, so there are these great plugins for WordPress. Well, it used to be in the past, you would go out to wordpress.org/extend, you'd download a plugin, you'd unzip it, and then you'd upload it to your website. Well, one of the great things in WordPress 2.8 is you can now install, and this actually came out in 2.7, 1 or 2, I think, and I had tried it before. It seems to be working now, a little more reliable. You can actually go into your blog and install a plugin right from your website. You don't have to go to WordPress, don't have to unzip anything like that. It all works very automatic. And that makes life very easy. You don't have to be quite as much of a geek now to add these extra features to your website. Now, the other thing is there are themes, and themes are kind of like clothes. If you think about it, you have your skeleton and you can, or your body, and that looks pretty much the same every day. And then some days you put on a suit, and some days you put on jeans and a t-shirt. Well, the jeans and a t-shirt and the suit are what in WordPress we could call themes. It doesn't change your body. That stays the same. Or in the case of your website, the information is still the same. It just looks a little different. And that's what a theme is. Well, in the past at WordPress.org, you could go to their theme area and search for themes. And that search was absolutely horrible. I couldn't find really anything I was looking for. It seemed to always bring up the same top-rated themes, etc., etc. It was one of the things. The good news is there are tons of themes to choose from. The bad news is there are tons of themes to choose from, and it wasn't that easy to find the ones you're looking for. So now when you go into 2.8, you can go in and say, I want to add a new theme, and you can say, I want it to be black, I want it to be so many columns, I want it to have this, I want it to have that. And if you put too many criteria in, I found out that you don't get any results. And in fact, the crappy search that used to be on their website is now built into WordPress. I was somewhat disappointed in the fact that when they added this feature, the search mechanism seems to be just about the same as it was on their website. So I was not... Now, the good news is if you find a theme and you go, oh, this looks interesting, because you can kind of see a preview of it, you can just click a button, it again will install it, where in the past you had to go out to their website, you download it, unzip it, and then re-upload it to your website. This now just does that. It's one click, install, good to go. So that's the good news, is it, again, you don't have to be quite the geek. The bad news is it still takes a while to find a theme that you're looking for. The other feature in WordPress 2.8 that I really liked was there are these things called widgets. And what this allows you to very easily drag and drop different items of your website. So if you want to have a search box at the top, you can just drag and drop this little button that says search, and it puts that on there. And then you could say, okay, I want my link section or this and that. Very, very easy. But in the past, like let's say you wanted to put a PayPal donate button on your website. You could put that there, and then later if you remove that, oops, it was gone, and you had to go back to PayPal and make the button from scratch. Well, now there is an inactive section for widgets. So you can simply drag your, let's say your PayPal donate button, you could drag it to inactive because maybe you're not promoting it this month, or maybe you've got a sponsor and you, for whatever reason, you don't want that on there, or maybe you had a special graphic for something that was time sensitive and you might use it next year, but you're not going to use it now. You could drag it to the inactive section of widgets, so it's not gone, it doesn't evaporate. It's there. It's not on your blog. So it's kind of like a backstage area for widgets. And then when something comes up, let's say you had something that was seasonal. Maybe you had a holiday graphic for Christmas. Well, you could drag that off into the inactive section, and then come, you know, end of October, early November, you could drag that back on to your sidebar and it would show up. That was something I went, ooh, okay, this could be cool. Because there are times when I have widgets that, you know, in the past, I would basically copy the code, throw it into some sort of, you know, notepad, and then save it for later, and then in reality forget that I had it. But it was there if I wanted it. Well, now it's right inside WordPress in the inactive section, ready for me to simply bring it back. The other interesting thing is now when you drag something onto your sidebar, it instantly appears on your blog or on your podcast page. So those are some fun things in WordPress 2.8. I did have one small issue. I've updated almost all my blogs now to 2.8. Haven't had a single issue until I updated one of my old blogs that had PodPress. Now, this is a blog. I heard this on WordPress Weekly through Charles Strickland, who was a guest, that basically said PodPress, the owner, the designer of PodPress, wants to redesign it from the ground up, which is why it went through so much period of not being able to work with WordPress. And then finally, the company behind WordPress actually updated it for him. And so it now works with the latest version. But pretty much PodPress sounds to be not so much dead in the water, but can you imagine the amount of time it's going to take to reconstruct PodPress from the ground up so that it works? He wants it to work with WordPress. He wants it to work with Drupal. He wants to work with it in TypePad, things of that nature. And to me, when I hear that, I think, okay, PodPress is dead because that's a huge undertaking. I'll take a look at it if and when it ever comes out, but not a big fan of PodPress. So what happened was I have a blog. The website's betterdave.com. Actually, if you want to hear me get married, you can go over there. And I had, I was using PowerPress, but I had an outdated version of PodPress, which I'd never, for whatever reason, uninstalled. And it was kind of annoying me that it said, hey, there's a new version of PodPress. And I went, you know what, whatever, let's just see if it updates, even though I'm not using it. Well, it updated it, activated it, and deactivated the PowerPress plugin. And when I went to my website, all of my posts only showed the title. That was it. There was no meat and potatoes, just the title. And so I kind of freaked out, and just to show you the troubleshooting I went through, I switched to a different theme to see if it was a theme issue, and when I put on a different theme and saw the same outcome, I went, nope, it's not a theme. And so once again, I went back and said, okay, it's probably a plugin, and I said, well, what was the plugin I updated? And I went in and looked at PowerPress and looked at PodPress, and PowerPress said, hey, I've been disabled. And I went, that's funny, I didn't do that. So I reactivated PowerPress, deactivated PodPress, which I will probably now just delete off the planet, and my website was fine. So again, for me, if somebody asked me what plugin, now if I'm doing a audio only podcast, what plugin would I use to put my audio on my website? I definitely would not use PodPress. To me, that's dead in the water. I used to really, really, really like PowerPress. But PowerPress is from the Blueberry Network, and Angela's a great guy, and I love Todd, but they have made this so it really ties into their system, as they should. That's good business sense, but the reason I liked PowerPress was it was simple, it did what I wanted to do, and that was it. It gave me a player with a download button and opening a new link icon and a player. Now it's got all this stuff where it's tying into their stat system, and there's a lot of PowerPress that I don't use, and for people that just want an easy solution, it's still fairly easy, but there's a lot that I now say, just ignore that, just ignore that, just ignore that. So if somebody asked me, I'm making an audio podcast today, what plugin would I would use? You can now, like I said, go into WordPress, go into the plugin section, and it's called, oddly enough, Audio Player, from a company called One Pixel Out, and it's very easy to add a little player right on your website, and then you just have to manually make your download link and your open a new window link, which is really not that big a deal, but I like it because it's simple and it does that. Now, if you want a video, that's something I'm actually researching right now because I don't do a lot of video, and if you're putting video on your website, I would love to know what plugins you are doing. Now, the other thing I wanted to let everybody know is this Thursday at 9 o'clock, as we transition towards the end here, we're almost done. This Thursday, I am doing a roundtable, and we are opening this one up to the public, especially those people who are on Macintosh computers. We're doing a little Mac roundtable. Why? Well, number one, I don't own a Mac, and I have used Macintosh computers in the past, but I'm definitely not up to speed as much as I wish I was on Macintosh computers. And So I just thought, hey, let's get all the Mac people together and you guys can geek out on Macs for a while. So there are 10 spots available to the public. Go over to schoolofpodcasting.com, click on webinars, and you can sign up for free if you're a member of the School of Podcasting. As always, if you've already been to a round table, you'll get an invite. If you've never been to a round table and you're from the School of Podcasting, then let me know and I will add you to the list. But if you're from the public, the easiest way, the quickest way for you to sign up is just go to schoolofpodcasting.com, click on the webinar button, and you can sign up that way, and I will put you on the public list. So that's what's going on here at the School of Podcasting. Enjoy your WordPress 2.8. Be happy knowing that the audience is growing for podcasting. I know I am. And if you'd like to start your own podcast, the School of Podcasting is a great place to start. We've got step-by-step tutorials. We've got resources for things like background music. If you want to sell your podcast, I've got some resources for that. If you are looking for fun WordPress plugins, I've got, you know, descriptions of ones that we use, and the community builds on that. And then last but not least, you get little old me, your personal podcast coach, to help you along the way. Because after all, if you ask a book a question, it's going to give you the same answer. So it's halfway through, pretty much, 2009. If your New Year's resolution was to start a podcast, no better time than today. To do that, simply go over to start.schoolofpodcasting.com. And again, everything we talked about today, you can find at shownotes.schoolofpodcasting.com. And until next week, this is Dave Jackson reminding you it's time to live a life worth podcasting about. And until next week, class dismissed.